Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. First off, I'd like to welcome you, and especially you to this episode of Infotainment. This will be my one and only political ad this election season.
If I lose to him, I don't know what I'm going to do. I will never speak to you again. You'll never see me again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Make it so, Joe. Make it so. For those of you TNG fans, you will understand that reference. Next up, I have Donnie Trump at one of his Corona-palooza rallies, basically lying about the effects of Corona on young people, that it doesn't really affect them, and actually saying something completely different to Bob Woodward, journalist back in March.
We now know the disease. We didn't know it. Now we know it. It affects elderly people with heart problems and other problems. If they have other problems, that's what it really affects. That's it. You know, in some states, thousands of people, nobody young, below the age of 18, like nobody. They have a strong immune system. Who knows? Take your hat off to the young, because they have a hell of an immune system. But it affects virtually nobody. It's an amazing thing.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob. Just today and yesterday, some startling facts came out. It's not just older.
Yeah, exactly.
Young people, to plenty of young people.
Well, now have the tides turned. Now after the president has contracted the COVID virus because of his total disregard of science and becoming the super resident, sounds like a toothpaste, by Crest, by the orange Trumpkin. It was just amazing to watch this thing unfold from the White House to the hospital, where you saw Donald Trump signing that blank piece of paper or whatever he scribbled on it, like he was actually doing the nation's work. That was probably his plan for dealing with the coronavirus from the very beginning, a blank sheet of paper. That recording with Bob Woodward was very telling, done in February 7th, I believe. I might have misspoke earlier about that. And just like now, it's like, what did he know and when did he know it? When was his last negative COVID test? And spreading it around the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett or whatever at the White House, and how many people have contracted it. The fleet of doctors in white coats or his care team out there. I sure felt for the guy who had to field the questions from reporters. You know, Trump instructed him what he could and what he could not release about his condition, because he knew if he said anything against his wishes that his reputation would be trashed somehow, like so many others that have come and gone out of the West Wing. There was a funny video clip, you know, where you're sitting at the desk writing on that blank sheet of paper. They had a, you know, one clip where it was just normal, you know, and he was just sitting there signing the sheet. And then another clip, they showed the same deal, but there was red splotches all over his face and stuff like that. I don't know if somebody, what somebody did, if that was just an honest mistake or that was somebody pulling a prank there, but I hope he recovers, even though he has a total disregard for human life, except his own. And if you want to listen to a good podcast about the inner workings of the Donald Trump psyche, you might listen to Mea Culpa, the author of Disloyal, Michael Cohen. It is very revealing about inner workings of the Trumpster. And then he comes home, or back to the White House, and stands out there and rips off his mask, putting people at risk at the White House, staff there. Hopefully they keep him away from other people as much as humanly possible, kicking and screaming that he wants to get back on the campaign trail. may lock him in the bedroom at the White House. No, you're not coming out until you test negative a certain amount of times. And those people in New Jersey at the fundraiser, they got to feel good. He went there knowingly. Well, he knew that he had been exposed to somebody with the virus, Hope Hicks. At least that much we can deduce. But just, and then the joyride, waving to people while he was still at the hospital. And of course, putting at risk the people who had to cart his ass around to wave at people, and now they have to quarantine. Just unbelievable. Now he knows so much about the virus, and oh, you can beat it, and it like having the seasonal flu. And Fauci's come out to refute all that, and I'm gonna have to listen to that. But just amazing. This has been an amazing campaign, I must say. And the most important election in my lifetime that I can remember. Anyway, Donald can, on the campaign trail, anyway he can deflect attention away from the virus, he will use as far as scare tactics. Oh man, your suburbs are going to be overrun. And he was speaking in Duluth about that. People are just going to be dumped in your state. Well, Mr. President, we've had a lot of people come to this state other than native Minnesotans already. So, and any way he can deflect attention from the virus. But I always kept my eye on the ball. This is going to come down to a health issue. And any way you slice it, the health comes first, and then the economy will follow. He doesn't seem to make the connection there. Oh, everything's got to open up. Everything's got to open up. And then you contract the virus yourself. And you're a high-risk category there, giving given all these experimental treatments that aren't even, some of them aren't even approved, some look promising, and you could kind of see him kind of gasping a little bit when he was standing outside at the White House and where he took off his mask in defiance of what the CDC protocols. And those people in New Jersey who wrote checks for the party or the re-election campaign, they gotta feel good. How many people there have caught it now and they're gonna spread it to people they know? It's a domino effect, people. But if you should check out that podcast, Mea Culpa. It's just audio. And Michael Cohen's fixer, the attorney and fundraiser for Trump and whatever else he did. He helped Melania pick a school for the little Baron Trump while she stayed back and with him to finish his school term out before this corona deal. He had on one of Melania's assistants with the inauguration and beyond, and her description of Melania is that her and Donald are one and the same. Basically, she said she is the I don't care first lady. I don't care what anybody thinks, what whatever I say goes, and just sickening. But Donald got what he wanted and served a purpose. He got his eye candy. And I wonder if after this is done, if who's gonna be the first to jump ship on that, if it's gonna be Donald or her. But who would want either of them now after this? I mean, sure, she's got the looks. I suppose somebody would. But would you want to deal with that kind of personality? I don't care. And who knows how long he was spreading this stuff. Hope Hicks probably spread it to most of the people. But in that Air Force One, I don't know. Just an unbelievable situation, but I impress upon people, vote, vote, vote. Vote like your life depended on it. And mine was absentee, and I know it's been received and will be counted. Michelle Obama said, you know, get out the vote. You gotta vote. Because can we endure 4 more years of this? I have seen quite a few Trump signs, though, and they are in the richest areas of town. And Michael Cohen was asked by Scaramucci, one of his guests, and he goes, why would the 40%, 38-40% still follow this cult leader, basically? He said he's asked a lot of people that. Well, he did have a good economy. I give him that. I don't know how much would have happened before he did anything coming to office. But he said money. Money. That's why they're voting for him. And if you have stock, yeah, and you're gonna vote for him, you know. And if you're like me and below, I mean, who has a lot of stock, and I due to a health problem, had to get rid of my 401k. So it's all about the money. My economy is going to improve under another 4 years of Trump. And now he's dangling the next stimulus package to come out after he gets elected, that it's going to be so great. He'd probably get more vote. I don't see the difference between, he's dangling the carrot there. If you vote for me, that Biden's going to come out with his too in the new year, and it's probably going to be a better deal for everyone and spread out more evenly than Trump's first one was. He'd probably get more votes if he got it through before the election results. People have voted already. So, and then Mitch McConnell coming out pushing for the nomination of the Supreme Court nominee. It's just with all those senators sick. And Lindsey Graham has said that in an election year, when voting has started, the nominee for the Supreme Court should fall with the president-elect. And they asked him if he would stand by that. Yeah, that's the way it should work. But no, Trump had too much and never enough, and a big danger to our democracy. Changing all the rules to suit him, our orange Julius Caesar. It is because of Trump's ignorance and arrogance. I would have more respect for the man if he'd just come out and told us the truth from the beginning in later January and early February, and listening to what he said to Bob Woodward on February 7th, that this was going to be worse than the seasonal flu, and these few measures would help protect you, because we didn't know much at the time, but we could have studied what other countries were starting to do and help prepare for this. But as in his own words, he wanted to downplay it. And just like he's downplaying his after effects of having COVID. And having COVID does not mean you won't get it again. And him saying that he is immune. The doctors all say he's not infecting anybody else now, but won't say when his last negative test was. It's terrible, and a terrible thing for people trying to contact trace events that he attended. If you look at the treatment Donald J. Trump received for having COVID, it would cost the normal person $100,000 or more. But this was at taxpayers' expense. It's kind of funny that he'll take the socialized medicine, medical care when he's sick, as long as it's Donald Trump, but wants to eliminate health care for over 20 million Americans by stripping the Affordable Care Act. And according to inside sources, that's mainly because Obama has his name on it. And the insiders like Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, and Anthony Scaramucci, who was his communications director, said he just hated that Obama. And it wasn't clear. He might have hated his wife even more because he hates a strong, powerful woman. Women, excuse me. He even called Kamala Harris a monster. Boy, that's going to ingratiate yourself to female voters in this election. He changes his mind every day, and I don't know what these steroids are doing to him mentally, even worse than he was. But I would love to hear Trump and Rudy Giuliani playing 18 holes of golf. No cart, no two-wheel cart either. They have to carry their bags on their shoulders. Just what that would sound like. I guess this Regeneron antibody treatment does show promise, but I would hesitate to call it a cure, not knowing how long antibodies stay in your body. But hopefully it will be a good therapeutic up until a useful vaccine is mass-produced. But with some people not being willing to take it, who knows? It was funny. Trump did this video on the White House lawn that sounded like an infomercial for Regeneron. But I know he said and another time that he said, I might be immune. Even with not knowing when he had his last negative test or nothing. But it is also known that the Regeneron CEO is a member of Trump's golf club, and they received a $450 million grant to do research, and that Trump has or had stock in the company. But hopefully that will be available for everyone someday at a very high price. I know we have to think about the economy too and the people alive and their livelihoods. But this opening up and shutting down and opening up and shutting down and people losing their businesses entirely has not worked. It for me, the choice was clear. Had Trump would have told us what we were in for at the very beginning and these simple steps that we know until we get better therapeutics and stuff would help prevent you from getting this, our economy probably would be in a lot better shape than it is now. And how many lives were needlessly lost? We know we would have lost some, but how many were needlessly lost because of Trump not telling the truth in February or later January about this? Those people don't get a voice now, but I voted for them. People kind of seem a disconnect between the health aspect of it and the economy aspect when they're interconnected. You know, you got to have people who aren't scared to go back to work or scared they're going to get sick if they do go back to work. And once somebody catches this, then the business has to shut down again. What good is that? I don't know. You should listen to this Michael Cohen podcast, Mea Culpa. I don't know how many episodes he plans to do, but he has done interviews with people that have worked in the inner circle there. And it's just amazing. He says that you don't have to say the N-word to know when someone's a racist. But in my view, that not theirs, but I will say he is the Archie Bunker and L. Ron Hubbard of our times. People that worked for him become intoxicated with what they could do if they got that position. And you know, Cohen took a bullet for him on the stand, basically trying to protect him. And what did he get for it? Jail time and his law license revoked. And when Scaramucci knew that he didn't believe in what Trump was spouting, and Trump went after his wife. He started calling him Fidel Adolf Trump. But anything Trump can do to distract us away from the effects of COVID and all that, they're also trying to get Melania in the act, and she's telling us she's already looking forward to Christmas, even before the first candy has been sucked down for Halloween, or the first leg of turkey has been digested. Here is what our First Lady had to say about Christmas.
Who gives a f- about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Melania and Donald seem to only care about themselves, and they really don't give a shit about us. That's what Michael Cohen basically said. He only cares about what's in his own best interests and to retain power because he hates to lose. And what is going to happen as far as the state investigations involved with him. If it is found that Donald committed tax fraud, insurance fraud, bank fraud, that he can be charged with, and that's an if, I'm not saying it will happen or is true, but I do know he owes a lot of money. How would you feel about him then? I don't know. I wouldn't feel too good about marking that oval, pulling that switch for him. Come in November, for those who haven't voted yet and are planning to vote on that date, if you like this program and would like to make a contribution financially to my efforts here, at the Infotainment Podcast, you can do so by PayPal at the address randyms12@gmail.com. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at randypodcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.